Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about ATD, please visit our website at www.td.org. This podcast is sponsored by Boise State University. If you are looking for a master's degree or certificates to enhance your professional skills in instructional design, e-learning, needs assessment, or evaluation, visit Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning online graduate programs at opwl.boisestate.edu. To help you build your career, internships and job placement support are also available, so contact an academic advisor at 208-426-2489 and get started today in one of Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning online graduate programs. This is a feature article on page 44 of the November 2019 issue of TD Magazine, Use Assessment to Shift from Executive Fit to Fitness, by Matt Paisey. Performance is no guarantee even when a leader fits the role. That's where executive fitness comes into play. It just wasn't a good fit. That's probably the most common euphemism used after someone is fired or quits, especially at the executive level. Of course, it takes quite a bit more digging to find out what fit means. It's a term that can cover all manner of sins. In some cases, it means that someone wasn't delivering the expected results. In other cases, it's because board members or other senior executives had determined that the person wasn't up for the challenge ahead. Perhaps most often, the issue is about cultural fit as the person struggles to integrate into the team. But in nearly every case, fit is an assumption made as an absolute. You're either a fit or you're not. But in my experience, assessing and coaching hundreds of top executives over the years, the problems are rarely about fit for a moment in time. Surely there are cases in which a leader's characteristics are simply wrong for the culture and business context. But more often, it's about how quickly and easily the person adjusts as the demands of the role change, or what I call executive fitness. One option is to constantly try to find and hire better fits, which is terribly costly. Yet many companies still rely on it as the go-to strategy, even amid estimated executive failure rates of up to 50%. PwC's estimate that CEO turnover costs shareholders $112 billion each year comes as no surprise in this scenario, but it also begs the question, are we missing something in focusing on fit? It seems clear that it's time for companies to rethink how they hire, onboard, and support executives through their dynamic and difficult assignments. Shifting the mindset from fit to fitness means regularly reevaluating and continually supporting how executive skills and behaviors, both as individuals and as teams, meet the demands of the job. There's one often overlooked tool to help companies get there: assessment. Rethinking assessment. Many companies exclusively apply assessments as selection tools, helping to decide which candidate is right one to place in an executive position. Far fewer use assessment as a catalyst for continual change and adaptation throughout an executive's tenure. As companies examine how they can start making the shift to using assessment as a tool for ongoing fitness, it's important to think of assessment as a means to deliver bursts of insight that will fuel just-in-time growth. In the following case studies, I'll show how three types of assessment help make the shift toward executive fitness. Executive simulation immersions. These day-in-the-life experiences place leaders directly in the hot seat to uncover their natural and learned leadership reflexes and reactions to new leadership challenges. In my experience, no assessment approach can generate the insight or unfreeze experienced leaders' thinking like high-caliber immersive simulations. When someone is asked to not simply imagine but actually run a large organization or meet with a board of directors or negotiate an acquisition, that person gains a new level of insight. This future-oriented assessment approach offers a rich store of objective data to which the executive can repeatedly return. Personality assessments. Empirically validated personality assessments illuminate positive personality attributes, even temperedness, curiosity, derailing tendencies, volatility and arrogance, and personal motivating factors such as altruism and competition. These largely stable personality attributes help identify what really drives executives and predict how they will perform under stress. Because none of us can or should try to change our personalities, it's essential to have an accurate understanding so that leaders remain true to their own nature as they adapt to sudden change. Multi-perspective 360 assessments. In this well-known method, the company surveys or interviews the executive's coworkers to gather input on her leadership. Respondents evaluate the executive on critical competencies and behaviors and offer suggestions about how she could be more successful. When structured and fed back against objective criteria for leadership success, these insights are enormously valuable to executives who commonly report that candid feedback becomes more difficult to obtain with each successive promotion. Typically, companies employ some combination of those methods to yield the most useful feedback for executives and senior management. Below are three stories of organizations that successfully applied assessments to shift mindsets to fitness, giving their executives the insight they need to maximize their effectiveness and the capability to overcome the challenges each company faced. Beating the retirement boom. Executive simulation immersions. For one large financial firm, a sudden wave of retirements hit like a typhoon in the executive suite. After years of winning under a strong executive team, a large contingent of the group suddenly announced its intentions to retire, leaving a firm rooted in stability and risk management scrambling to determine which leaders had the capabilities to step up soon. Because the firm had used assessments as part of its promotion process at lower levels of leadership, it was able to use that data to make preliminary judgments about those who showed C-level potential. The company invited promising candidates into an experiential assessment and development immersion, which presented them with large-scale business management challenges, operational decision dilemmas, senior management influence opportunities, and an assignment to construct a long-range strategic business plan. The simulation process sparked a sequence of feedback, discovery, coaching, and new leadership experiences that were personalized to each individual leader. After 18 months, the firm's leaders were pleasantly surprised at what they found. Current high-potential leaders were much more strategic and progressed in their growth far faster than anticipated. A critical nuance is that the assessment data pushed the firm to give these leaders new assignments that took their unique strengths to the next level, as well as coaching and other development opportunities the company normally wouldn't have considered. By combining simulated experiences, challenging assignments, and coaching, emerging executives quickly developed the fitness to take on new and evolving challenges of higher-level roles. As retirements began to sweep across the senior team, the firm stood ready to place capable executives into key roles with the skill and aptitude they needed to perform. The transition was so successful that the process became a standard part of the organization's succession planning across the pipeline, focusing on developing fitness for leaders at every level. Shifting mindsets to shift the organization, personality assessment, and 360 feedback. As the retail industry has undergone a radical digital transformation, leaving many companies in bankruptcy, one global retailer had done everything right to position itself for a successful digital future. It acquired the right technology, sold off the parts of the company that weren't working, and merged with the right partners. The problem now was how to change the culture and mindsets to make the digital shift. Early days were disappointing, which led the senior executive team to turn the microscope inward. Their approach began with assessment of their executive skills and habits. Using both a personality assessment and a 360-degree feedback process, they gathered data that showed some clear gaps. While this talented and successful team of executives had the skills to execute on their strategy up to this point, they were unprepared to transform themselves and the organization for where they wanted to go. Rather than thinking about whether people were fits for their roles, they shifted their thinking to fitness and how the change would require them to constantly grow and reinvent themselves. Armed with the insights from the assessment data, the CEO asked every senior leader to commit to changing one noticeable personal habit that would help them transform. Executive coaches then worked with the team members to identify patterns in the habits they chose and how they fit against the group assessment data, finding some common areas for development that the whole team also needed to work on. One of the most necessary areas to focus collective effort was on communication, which would be critical to the success of the changes ahead. The coaches helped the executives develop a common approach to presenting, sharing, and discussing plan changes with their own teams. This sparked a strong response across the organization. Leaders at all levels began to have a clearer understanding of the accountabilities and were better aligned. The tangible beginnings of culture change became palatable, and the CEO's team became enthralled with the speed and impact of its efforts. What mattered most, however, was that this new approach to communication became an ongoing habit to constantly improving rather than a one-off event. Very quickly, engagement rose in the organization. Perhaps most important, adoption of change initiatives improved markedly. While it's a daunting task to shift the mindsets of not only the executive team but the entire organization, these small behavior changes, sparked by assessment and reinforced with a commitment to constant improvement as a team, can yield exponential progress in a short time. Creating fitness around the CEO, team behavior and personality assessment. This last case involves creating a successful CEO transition by using assessment to generate fitness among the team surrounding the CEO of a global manufacturing corporation. It was a common transition scenario. A long-tenured, beloved CEO is retiring, and the board tapped the chief operating officer to step into his place. Although the COO possessed tremendous skill and experience, he was quiet, thoughtful, and analytical, which was dramatically different from the departing CEO's warm, approachable, and outward demeanor. The senior team, while having healthy respect for the COO, harbored considerable skepticism. It became clear that the new CEO would need to quickly establish his own relationship with the top team. To help him gain fresh insight into the team's skills and group dynamics, the company used both individual and team-based executive assessment via simulations, personality assessments, and a 360-degree assessment. Working with an executive coach who specialized in team effectiveness, the new CEO then launched a series of sessions with his team members to open a dialogue about how they would operate as a team moving forward and connect his own strengths and development areas to that of his team's. Midway through the series of team sessions, the CEO remarked to his coach, "I never anticipated that we could move this quickly through my transition." Clearly, he had expected resistance in being embraced as the new CEO, but his coach helped him see how modest tweaks in his interactions, such as asking questions about personal concerns or delving patiently into others' worries about the future, greatly affected the team's engagement and positively influenced the business. I've seen many new CEOs, those emphasizing fit over fitness, take a different approach. Under the assumption that it's all about matching characteristics to roles, CEOs with sharp differences from their predecessors are often inclined to clean house and replace bad fits with players more aligned to their styles and preferences. While sometimes it's important to make changes at the top, this CEO wanted to preserve the winning business streak and healthy culture. So he chose to look inward at himself and his team and step directly into the space that so many others avoid. He put his and his team's behaviors and tendencies on the table and opened a dialogue. Had the organization been focused only on individual fit for the role, it's unlikely the transition would have gone as quickly or smoothly. Focus is key for fitness. The dedication to helping executives maintain fitness for their roles as they face radical changes in their industries, markets, cultures, and leadership teams can be daunting. With each step up in leadership, decisions carry more risk, pressures mount, time becomes scarcer, and energy can quickly wane. There is continuous tension between short-term urgencies and long-term goals, making it challenging to set priorities. These examples tell stories about making the shift to executive fitness, staying ready for inevitable leadership surprises by rigorously looking inward and scrutinizing habits and tendencies so that adaptation comes more easily and quickly. Notice that the right assessments bring one key element: focus. Assessments bring clear, objective data to the muddy work of prioritizing efforts, both to close performance gaps at the individual level and to optimize effectiveness at the team level. As the pace of change continues to accelerate, building strong executive teams can no longer be about one-and-done decisions regarding the person who's the magical fit for the role. Rather, the executive experience has become a constant test of fitness, requiring agility and strength that is maintained on a continual basis. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor-in-chief is Vanessa St. Gerard. TD's managing editor is Joy Metcalf. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Joy Metcalf.